This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, I'm not doing this anymore.
What are you doing
now?
No,
you're just being a dick.
No, man.
You're just being...
No, you're like throwing it.
No, man. No. No, man. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker Brunch, just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now. It has been a little bit drizzly this morning, but it looks like the rain has gone. High of 60.
All right,
and
cooling
it
off.
It looks like we have finally kicked into full-time fall weather.
Mm-hmm.
We are not getting above 65 degrees for like the next week and a half. We may not ever get out again.
Yeah.
But this is what we want here in Rochester.
Cooling off?
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, this is my elite season.
Yeah.
So I am very happy, man.
All right.
Let's talk a little baseball up front.
Okay, what's going on?
You guys okay with that? Last night, the New York Yankees on the brink of elimination.
Your boy pulled it out for him.
They rallied.
Who's your boy?
The Yankees won.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron Judge you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's his boy?
I don't like Aaron Judge.
You don't like Aaron Judge?
No. Well, I mean, I don't got anything against him.
He's like the greatest hitter right now.
He's like
the greatest hitter right now.
He's like the greatest hitter right now in this moment.
Yeah.
No, I'm a Blue Jays fan.
I know. It's so weird.
It's not. Okay. Yankees win last night 9-1 after being down 6-1.
Wait, they won 9-1?
They were down
9-6.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
9-6. They were down 6-1 in the fourth inning. By the way, Rochester's own Ernie Clement, 4-for-4 last night.
Okay. They gave Rochester a shout out last night.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
That? Yeah.
Wow.
Said he's trying to convert all of his Rochester family and friends to Blue Jays fans.
So I want to talk about that and put a pin in it. But yeah, Ernie is on a heater, man. He's having a great playoff.
Fantastic.
So good for the kid. But that means the series goes to a game 4 tonight.
Ooh, boy. In Yankee Stadium?
Yes, the Yankees have to win tonight and tomorrow. Or excuse me, tonight and Friday.
Mm.
I can't get the timing. Whatever. To move on to the league championship series if not Toronto takes it. But so, yeah, I wore my Ernie Clement jersey yesterday. I am a Blue Jays fan. I have always been a Blue Jays fan. I will admit I have not been the best Blue Jays fan my entire life.
Well, I haven't been the best baseball fan
I've talked about this on the show, and I'm curious if other parents that love sports have had to go through this. I love all sports.
Yeah.
Right?
And
growing up, I was a big Blue Jays fan, and it was easy to be a Blue Jays fan when I was a kid because they were good. They won two World Series back-to-back when I was really little.
Yeah.
The games were always on TV here in Rochester or whatever cable my dad was stealing. We had the channel.
Fantastic.
But when my kids were born, I found that I did not have enough time to continue to follow
to watch 3 to 4 hours of baseball a day?
Well, all four major sports.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving up the Bills, right? I'm diehard.
That's number one.
Not giving up the Sabres. I
number
love
two.
Hockey, right? Basketball, I don't have a team, but I just like watching basketball. So, like, baseball kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah.
And, like, in that time, the Blue Jays were never good. So, yes, I admit, I was not a good Blue Jays fan. But this year has been awesome. Local guy Ernie Clement being on the team makes
it
fun to follow. And so, I've gotten way back in on the Blue Jays this year. And guys like you are always like, Blue Jays fan,
Because you're a Dolphin fan.
I'm not a Dolphin
fan. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. No.
That's the same thing,
they're
man.
The closest team in proximity.
Not in the United States.
Not in the United States.
That's right.
I hate that argument, by the way.
I'm going to go out there. Go ahead. Spend your money up there. Give it to them.
I do.
They don't care about you.
I love Toronto. Yeah. I love the city of Toronto.
They'll never back you, buddy.
Not like New Yorkers back Rochesterians?
They will back you.
Okay.
We got your back. You're going to go to their foreign soul. It's not even their game, man.
So?
Stick to hockey.
I'm a Sabres fan. It's not our game. It's Canada's game.
It's our game now.
But
we took it.
Except the Canadian. It doesn't matter. Look, I love the argument of cheer for the American team. Yeah, the Yankees. Those 12 Dominican guys that scream patriotism.
No, but you got the Red Sox, you can root for the Yankees, the Pirates, all these teams around here you can root for. You can root for the Phillies.
Okay, I don't want to root for the Phillies. I've always been a Blue Jays fan. It's great.
Why are we just throwing out other team names?
Well, no, but there's great quality teams here.
He could have
in the area that you could drive to.
He could have saved any bit of time by saying you could root for any team but the Blue Jays.
No, but you could drive and see those games. That's my point.
6 hours to New York, 6 hours to Boston.
Bro, it's six hours to Toronto when you hit the traffic. And good luck getting over the border right now.
The Guardians might actually be the closest team.
No,
and the taxes they hit me with.
I do have a soft spot for Cleveland. But like Toronto is, it's always been. It's right over the lake.
It's a great city. Beautiful city.
I love Cleveland.
I love.
They say that Cleveland's the Toronto of Ohio.
It probably is. You're right.
So the reason I bring all this up is this morning I'm walking through the hallway and I got my Jays hat on.
Yeah.
And Moose down on PXY, he walks by me and he shakes his head. He goes, "Ugh, why are you a Blue Jays fan, man?"
I didn't think he was a sports fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never seen him wear I've seen him wear a baseball hat, but not one with a team on it.
So I look him up and down because look. You want to talk sports, I'm always up for talking sports, right? But if you're not sports person, I take offense to that.
Well, he doesn't look like that he even casually really follows sports.
Does he, at all, in any way.
Yeah.
So I look him up and down, and I go, wait, why? He goes, you should be a Yankees fan like me.
So that would make sense that he's a Yankees fan.
Why is that?
Because he's that kind of guy.
What do you mean by that?
Because all his boys are Yankee fans. I know all his boys. I remember that crew because they used to come out drinking all the time on my dime. And they all had their Yankee. They all had their Yankee crap on no matter what the season was. They were all Yankeed out.
All right. So here's what bothers me.
What?
And I think this is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Your baseball team, unless you have some family connection, is tied directly to the culture you grew up in.
And your crew
in Rochester. All right. So what I mean by that is Moose is Italian and he grew up in Greece.
Oh yeah.
So he never had a choice.
He was locked in.
Yeah, he doesn't even follow baseball. But like there's something genetically inside him because he is a West Side Greece Italian that he has to be a Yankees fan.
Yeah, and he was hanging out with those guys. What else are you going to talk about?
Okay, so on the opposite side of that, for some reason, Kimmy, East Side people seem to be more Red Sox fans than they are Yankees
fans. Is that really true, or do we just want to... Why do you think that?
I don't know why it is, but if you go walk around Pittsburgh, Penfield, Fairport, Mendon,
all
those
places... Okay, is that before or after, 2004?
I mean, look, we can only talk about now, but even before 2004, I have a buddy who lives on the East Side. He and his buddies were all diehard Red Sox fans, and I was with them, watching the game when they finally won.
Yeah, our boy Rich, he was a big, the old producer, big Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
East Side kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so, what I don't understand is I get... the West Side Italian draw to the Yankees, right? Like every West Side Italian guy wants to pretend they were in Goodfellas, thinks they were in a Bronx Tale. Like they got cousins that live in Brooklyn and the Bronx. I get that. I don't get East Side Red Sox.
I do.
What?
Because they think that they're above, they're smarter, Snooty. And they're classier. So they think being a Red Sox fan.
But why that team?
Because it's closer to Harvard and all that crap. They just think that
I would think they'd pick just another Blue Jays or something. You know what I mean?
But you want to pick a rival to the Yankees to piss them off. So you take the Red Sox and you think you're better. You think every Yankee fan is a hump, just eats pizza and drinks beer. And you think your brother, our boy, thinks he's above those dudes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he's a smug ass. He always was a smug-ass Red Sox fan.
But what's weird about Boston, and I get
Boston's also a gritty-ass town. But they don't want to admit it.
That's what I'm saying is I get
they got
that,
their problems.
I get that if you see Boston from a distance, you think Harvard and MIT and BU and all those things.
Yeah, but go walk around.
Exactly. It's exactly like New York.
It's full of chops.
Exactly. I don't get this idea because I think you're right.
They think they are more intellectually above a Yankee fan.
Do Yankees fans, you got to take that, Yankees fans? East Side Red Sox fans thinking they're better than you? What, do you think you're better than me? But I guess what bothers me is, with Moose this morning, he's dressing me down. As we're talking about, again, the Yankees survived last night, 9-6 win over the Blue Jays. Game 4 tonight, again, Yankees on the brink of elimination. He's dressing me down. Mm-hmm. And I go, bro, I've never seen you wear a Yankees piece of clothing ever. And he goes, well, you got to cheer for the Yankees. He goes, I'll either cheer for the Yankees or the Dodgers because, I was in L.A. And I immediately hated him.
Yeah.
More than anything.
I'd give him more credit if he became a Dodgers fan.
Well, he lived there for 10 years.
Yeah, like I think
never
saw him
on Netflix.
You could kind of fall in love with a local team. Like, I think that's I would give you some credit for that. Like, especially if you went to the games and stuff.
All right. Here's the rule. If you come from a place that doesn't have baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we are that place.
Yeah.
It's okay to fall for the local team, but only if you're in a place that doesn't have a dominant, the logo is a logo for America kind of thing. Like, I would argue the Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers logo is synonymous with just the country.
Oh, yeah.
Of America.
Absolutely.
Right? Because they've been such big teams.
Yeah.
Kimmy, it's easy to go, but I'm in LA, I'm a Dodgers fan now. Like, if you move to Kansas City, you can become a Royals fan, that's fine. If you move to Pittsburgh, becoming a Pirates fan, totally acceptable. If you move to L.A. and become a Dodgers fan, you're just a douche. Because you could have been an Angels fan.
Yeah.
If you move to New York, you can become a Mets fan.
Which is sad, but you could.
But I'm saying, like, these things are all possible. Like, if you cheer for the Yankees or the Dodgers, outside of...
There's a lot of rules happening
that
right
metro,
now.
I mean, Kimmy.
You can go to New York, but you got to become a Mets fan.
But wait a
you can
minute.
Go to L.A., but you got to root for the Angels, not the Dodgers.
How come I'm a dick for being a Blue Jays fan in Rochester, but I'm not?
I didn't say you were a dick.
You give me the look.
No, I didn't say you were a dick for being a Blue Jays fan. I get, like, why people around this area would be Blue Jays fans. We just, our thing was we never really heard you talk about the Blue Jays before.
I have. You just didn't listen.
Well, that is true. We never listen. You are dead on with that.
I know the room. I'm not going to sit down and talk to you about a team that's 10 games under 500 in the middle of August. Hey, guys, Vladdy's doing some pretty exciting things, huh? I don't know. Like that and basketball fandom is very strange here in Rochester.
Mm.
And
you don't have a team around.
Yeah.
But, like, we at least had a team at one point.
Well, yeah, but before any of us were born.
We are the town of I follow players, not teams.
Which I do.
But I'm saying, I think if you ask a lot of people who watch the NBA or like the NBA, who are just casual fans, like, well, I like this player, but I'm not, like, a fan of any team in particular.
And we've been very fortunate the last couple of years.
But that, like, bothers some people.
What, just cheering for a player?
Yeah. They kind of call you, like, a fair-weather fan doing that.
Well, but here's the thing. If you're cheering for Isaiah Stewart in Detroit, you're not really a fair-weather fan. They've been terrible up until this year.
Yeah.
But, like, you got Thomas Bryant. He's in Cleveland now, so that's a nice run down the thruway.
Right.
He went to Kearney. Isaiah Stewart was a McQuaid kid. He plays for the Cavaliers. Or, I'm sorry, the Pistons. If we were going to do a direct line, if you wanted to be a basketball fan.
Well, I would say Knicks because you had a lot of connection with Van Gundy.
Yeah.
That went through here.
And John Wallace, Athena grad, so you got that. So I guess that's acceptable. You could also cheer for the Sacramento Kings, which are the, great-great-grandchildren of the Rochester Royals.
I always find it amazing, like, some of these small towns that have NBA teams.
That
like Sacramento. Like,
yeah.
How did you get, and like, I know like Oklahoma City got a team, because of Katrina and everything else, but it's just kind of weird. Like, man, you got a team. That's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, it is.
That's the only professional team in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're
Utah
right.
Utah Jazz.
Yeah. I mean, well, but Utah's blowing up now.
But I mean, when that team first got there,
it was a nowhere town.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have an NBA team.
But I guess you can make the same argument about Buffalo, right? We have two professional sports teams, one of which is like a major draw nationally. We just got fortunate. In the 60s and 70s where they decided...
And it was cheap to get these teams back then.
Exactly.
Compared to now.
To the point about the Sacramento Kings. They got them.
Yeah.
They've held on to them for dear life. Like, I mean, you see what's happened in Oakland the last couple of years. The A's are gone. The Rams are gone.
They couldn't hold on to anything.
It's over, right? Like, that's why... I mean, I hate it that there's... we're paying for a stadium for a billionaire, but you don't do that stuff, and you become Oakland.
Yeah, you do.
Nobody wants to be Oakland.
Nobody wants to be Oakland.
Write that down. Put it on T-shirts out in the rock shop. Now, I don't know, man. I mean, if you haven't watched baseball lately, because you think...
Give it another shot.
No, I'm serious. Like,
come back to baseball.
We've had this discussion
a
couple of times. You think baseball is boring.
It is boring.
Okay.
I'm amazed it's still a sport. I always thought it was going to go broke. Because I couldn't imagine like kids, like your daughter's age, looking at this going, wow, this is interesting. Slow-ass sport.
So my girls won't watch it on TV, but every time I take them to a ball game, whether it's the Red Wings or a...
But you're caught up in
game.
The atmosphere. I get that. It's fun. But, like, to sit down and just watch a game in July, it's pointless. And they're going to play another how many games? 60? before they figure this all out?
I don't know. It is electric, though, when you're in a city that has a team. Even if they're not, like, watching it on TV and being at a bar where everybody's watching and rooting for it. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I just think here we have, like, a weird relationship with it.
It's a big regional sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the point I'm getting at is, you know, you haven't watched baseball in 15 years.
Oh, easily.
Okay, right? They've changed the rules. The game is faster. Like, the scores in the last three games, 9-6 last night. It was 13-7 the night before, 10-1 the night before that. Like, these games, they're high scoring.
Did they juice the ball or something? They changed the bat?
I think just everyone's massive now, except for Ernie Clark.
That's why you like it. Big strapping boys out there swinging their club.
Joke's on you, buddy. My favorite player, Rochester's owner Ernie Clement, tiniest man ever walked the planet.
He is?
He is.
Slim boy?
Oh, boy.
Really?
Slim boy.
Like, it looks like, and I mean this with all due respect because he's playing out of his mind. When he gets up to the plate, it looks like they signed him up for Toronto Blue Jays fantasy camp. He is a skinny little guy.
So he's got no, like, muscle on him.
Well, he's probably got muscle. He's just a smaller guy.
Yes, compared to
overall.
All of the other professional
He ain't the big hurt.
No, who is the big hurt? I love how you picked the most muscular man in the history of Major League Baseball.
You know what I hear?
Who's that?
She gonna like it, too.
By the way, I'm getting yelled at by Aquinas people. What? Well, I brought up, when we were talking about basketball, you know, Isaiah Stewart, McQuaid guy.
Yeah.
I didn't bring up Jalen Pickett, who is an Aquinas grad and is currently playing for the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
I know. Well, that's what I get.
All right.
It's a family out there, buddy.
Mm.
We take care of ourselves.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, one more. I'm sorry.
Who?
As we're talking about teams you're supposed to cheer for, there is that weird fraction of Red Wings fans that picked up the parent call along the way.
Yeah.
Because you'll find Orioles fans here.
Well, yeah, because of Balt. Yeah, the old days.
Yeah, young kids that grew up when they were the Twins affiliate. You got Twins fans here.
All right.
And Connor brings up, says you could root for the Nationals, which I do have a soft spot for the Nationals.
You watch those guys when they were here, some of
them. I just never think of Washington, D.C. as a baseball town. And I know they had it before and stuff, and, you know, Castro tried out for the team, and he didn't make the cut, so he pissed him off, and he went over and took over an island.
No, that's true.
D.C.'s a weird sports town in general. Like, they have an NBA team, too.
It just seems like it's a dead town for sports. Like, their stadiums suck. They don't have any – it doesn't have any, like, charisma to it.
Well, what's weird about D.C. is I feel like everybody that lives there, like, is not from there.
Right.
You know?
It's a very transient city because of the government.
Like, you have an idea of, like, somebody that's from there. I have no idea what somebody – native to DC looks like.
I will say this, like, so last 4th of July, this past 4th of July.
Yeah, you went down there.
Yeah, could we take the kids on our America tour for every 4th of July? Mm. And we caught a game at Nationals Park, and it was a great experience.
Well, I'm sure it's a nice stadium.
Nice stadium.
Fairly new. And,
the atmosphere was fun. Like, you know, I got to watch a bunch of former Red Wings play, which
was
cool. So, I don't know.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The theme song for all of Tommy Mulay's fans. You know, with Halloween coming up,
yeah,
their candy preferences will change as generations move.
Yeah.
But for most of our, you know, modern society, there has been a power ranking of candies.
Yeah. There's always been a number one.
Yeah, it's been pretty consistent. That has changed. And we've seen this change gradually start the last couple of years, and now it is official.
Oh.
Because kids today are enjoying this specific candy that, Kimmy, when we were kids...
Is it new?
It's new.
Newer?
It's newer for you. This existed when we were younger, but it was one of those things that, like, the weird kids that had to go for medicine at lunchtime ate.
Okay. A little more unique.
So it's sad candy.
Because
there's some sad candy.
I wouldn't call it sad. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We have in front of us the number one Halloween candy for our region this year.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
You want to guess?
Well, I'm guessing it ain't the one I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
Snicker.
Not that.
Because Snicker was the Cadillac of candy for a long time.
And it's got Josh Allen on it now, so it should be even more so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But no, it's not Snickers.
You got it. What kind of jackass candy they eat now?
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Nope, not Peanut Butter Cups. Okay. Also a good guess. No.
But you know what? Now I'm thinking like allergies and stuff. It might be something maybe on like the fruitier, sugary side.
The number one Halloween candy this year for us? Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch?
Yeah.
Not even candy.
I was thinking that or like Skittles or something.
So
it's like a breath mint.
No, have you ever had a Sour Patch
Kid? No,
they're disgusting.
They are gross.
But you suck on them.
No.
Well, you kind of, you can.
I guess you could.
Yeah.
So I was, like gummies. Like gummy, sour gummy bears.
Yeah.
So I'll say right up front, this research is a
little bit. These kids need help.
This research is a little bit flawed. They used Instacart deliveries to determine the most popular candy.
Well, that would make sense.
Well, but I don't know how many people are using Instacart the first week of October to
True.
Get their Halloween candy.
Might be a little skewed.
That being said, when it comes to the most popular candies, and I'm basing this on what my daughters, who are 13 and 15.
What happened to chocolate?
They don't love chocolate.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love chocolate?
That you say this, like, I don't think like chocolate was the most popular thing when we were kids.
You don't, oh, what? I disagree
Man,
with that strongly.
Remember like those
chocolate
weird...
Chocolate ruled when I was a kid.
Chocolate rules! Everything else drools!
Bro, it was in everything.
No, like Kimmy. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Chocolate was a... There were other things. Chocolate was a number one
chocolate.
When we were
no,
kids.
Do you remember, though, like all these weird candies would pop up sometimes, and it was always like the like Warheads, like okay. The most sour...
No, they're horrible.
Like candy you didn't actually enjoy as a kid, but you just wanted to show other kids, like, I can eat like 10 of them at once.
Yeah. But that's different.
Here's candy that hurts.
No, like that would burn off the roof of your mouth, legitimately. Yeah. By the way, all the kids that ate Warheads when we were kids are now into like being punished sexually. You know, it has to be.
Yeah.
They made everything sour, though. Like they made sour versions of Skittles. Like they just... I think as a kid, like you're looking for like the shock factor when it comes to candy.
I get that those things existed, but if you were eating candy for pleasure, you were eating chocolate. That's what everyone did. It was chocolate.
Yes.
It wasn't Charlie and the Sour Factory.
I mean, it was like chocolate cereal, chocolate milk, Yoo-hoo.
Thank you.
What was it? Ovaltine. All that stuff was. It was all just pure chocolate.
Yes, but now. That is not the case. And here's my question, the phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When did that switch happen? Because...
I think it started to happen when we were kids, because I'm telling you, like, everything got sour. Like, they had Fun Dip. I remember people, like, fighting over those weird candies that were, like, bright colors, you know what I mean?
So you're saying our generation started pushing it in this
direction?
I think
so.
Is that true? 252-WCMF?
What happened to your taste?
No, I agree with you. Like, what is your...
Because like your body craves chocolate.
Does some people body crave sour?
Sour.
Oh. I mean, I guess it all comes down...
Oh, my God. This thing is... You got to try it. It's so sour.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Right.
When it comes to taste buds, is it genetic? Like, what forms what you think tastes good?
What do you mean as far as... I mean, there's standard things like that your body craves.
Well, no, because I hate sour. I don't like sour at
all. Right, no, but your body craves, like, sugar, fat, salt.
Okay, I understand.
Right. My body don't crave sour.
Well, but some people...
That's why I got divorced from my first wife.
Come on, brutal.
Oh, look, you talk about a sour patch, but eh.
More like sour snatch, right, guys?
Okay.
What I'm saying is, I don't like sour.
I don't either.
My kids do.
Yeah.
Where did they pick that up? Was that my wife's genetics?
Being a kid, because I don't like sour candies. I don't like Skittles. I don't like all that now, but I loved it as a kid.
Okay.
But I will say this, like, my parents' generation, like, their candy was horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
It was like licorice, caramels, and Tootsie Rolls that you hate. Like they didn't have,
pull your teeth out.
I don't think they had chocolate back then. They had access to, like, Hershey was pushing it on them. I don't know. But like, my father loved licorice, which is disgusting.
But there were several factors that went into that. One, you were on the early cusp of candy technology.
Right.
I'm not making it up.
People were poor.
Two, the poor. Three, I mean, they went through multiple, you know, international incidents where stuff to make chocolate was needed for other stuff, so they didn't have access to it.
Right.
You know, once World War II ended, there was a run from, like, what, like 1950 until 10 years ago where it was chocolate was dominant.
But don't forget, the Hershey bar was in the rations to the GI.
Ah, oh, wait a minute.
So Hershey, when those GIs went over, they had a Hershey bar. They had Hershey bars. And cigarettes.
Did Sour Pitch?
What a fun war.
What a fun war, he says. Did Sour Patch Kids put stuff in, like, the war in Afghanistan's rations?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking seriously.
Taliban got in there, started pushing their sour candies on you.
No, I meant the opposite. What? 252 WCMF. The number one candy for our region this Halloween is Sour Patch Kids, and it's been trending this way for a while, just using my daughters. They're 13 and 15. They love sour stuff.
They don't eat chocolate.
No, my wife doesn't eat chocolate either. It's weird.
That is weird.
She's the only woman I know that doesn't
because
like chocolate.
Because she's older than you, right?
Yeah. You put that.
Well, you've mentioned it. It's not like a state secret.
No, I don't say it like that, though. Man, she's older than you, huh?
She should love chocolate.
Hold on. Let me just say, hey, honey, it's true that you're much, much older than me.
I didn't say it. You added a much.
Kimmy, you were going to say something before.
I was going to say, I think as a kid, I only ate those. Like, I loved Starburst. I love Jolly Ranchers. Like, all
I did love
that
Jolly
stuff
Ranchers.
I ate. And, like, that was the first candy to go for me in my Halloween bag.
I hated hard candy.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't want that at all now, but as a kid, I think you grow out of that phase.
So my mother liked this stuff called ribbon candy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It looks like a bow.
Yeah.
That you suck on. It's horrible.
No, I've had ribbon candy. I didn't hate it. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way. I could go for a good watermelon Jolly Rancher right now. I just never have access to it. I'm not going to buy a Jolly Rancher, but if somebody was like, "You want a Jolly Rancher?" I'm like, yeah, I think I do.
Like a Hershey's Kiss to me. That's a quality candy.
I agree.
All wrapped up pretty.
But you got to eat it the right way. You got to suck it and let it melt in your mouth. You can't just chew on it. No, because that's a point of contention. Because my brother just eats them like he's a duck. He's like,
Are there people that give out Hershey's kisses at Halloween?
It better be more than one.
Right?
One kiss.
I think that's a weird one. Yeah. Drop in there.
It's worse than pennies. We got Instagram messages coming in. Dom writes us as we're trying to figure out where the shift from chocolate to sour went with our kids' Halloween candy, with Sour Patch Kids being the number one Halloween candy in our area this year. He says, I think it's a two-front thing. One, look at who advertises more. You see more Sour Patch Kid commercials. Also, I believe it's a lot of picky kids. What food do they gravitate towards? Fruity cereals, sugary cereals, not chocolate. Is cereal still a thing?
I think so.
You got kids.
Well, so my kids never really asked for cereal growing up.
Oh. Hmm.
And, like, I have noticed, because I am a big, you know, latchkey kid, big cereal guy.
Cereal was, it ruled back in the day.
I went, like, 2 weeks ago and walked down the cereal aisle thinking, like, maybe I'll get me some cereal for Sunday. And the cereal selection, Kimmy, not what it used to be.
Well, maybe.
I thought it was vast.
No,
I mean, you talk about
shrunk?
It's like now it's like legitimate options. Like, it used to be every TV show had some crappy sugary cereal.
Yeah, I mean, every ad directed at you as a kid was some mascot for a cereal.
I always remember guys bragging how much cereal they ate as a kid, like in the morning.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Even so my second wife, little Tony, ate a box of cereal every morning. And he was skinny, and he would pound a box of cereal every day.
I used to get
a standard box.
Oh, yeah, no, that was fine. We used to buy them by the bag because we were busted.
But bean bag of cereal?
Yep. We had the knockoff version of the
Lucky
Smacks.
Charms.
No,
oh,
you remember Smacks?
Smacks?
So my mother had a
mix. Would you have a bag of Crunts?
No, your mom was not available.
Yeah, I hear you said they were delicious.
My mother had a mixing bowl that she wasn't using, so I used to dump the entire bag.
Wait, you put a whole damn bag in there?
And I would take me like half an hour, but I'd just sit and watch TV. I'd watch SportsCenter.
Wait, did you say like before school or like?
On the weekends mostly.
Oh, okay.
Like if my parents were out of the house, I'd just fill the mixing bowl with knock off Smacks and Hammer.
I can't think of the last time I saw like a Trix commercial with like the bunny that never got the Trix.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't think of any of those commercials I've seen recently other Count than Chocula maybe like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, but we're also not watching TV shows that would be advertising towards kids.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
All right, so we were asking about, you know, the GI's got chocolate in World War II. Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He said his MREs came with Skittles.
Oh, all right.
That might be something.
So they got the deal from the government.
Yeah.
That would have to be. Like, they said, hey, man, we'll make you, and they'll make them cheap.
Well, I'm also guessing, like, it's easy to keep a Hershey bar nice in France. Maybe not so easy in Afghanistan.
So, no, but they figured out how to keep the bar from melting. That was one of the things that old man Hershey figured out, that the bar didn't melt.
So there's your fun World War II chocolate fact of the day.
Go get them, boys.
Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I have to agree that the watermelon Jolly Rancher is the very best of the Jolly Ranchers.
Superior, yes. But
Tommy probably remembers this candy, and I had one recently. I was like, wow, I haven't had one of these in like 60 years.
An orgasm?
A bit of honey.
You said bit of honey, Mary?
Bit of honey.
So that was like Depression candy that my mother and father were raised on.
And by the way, it wasn't even during the Depression. You just got depressed when you ate a bit of honey.
They still make it, and I hadn't had one
for
in
who?
Years. And it was like, I don't know where it was. It was in like a mixed bowl of stuff, you know, like one of those. It does still come in that mixed bag of like little tiny candies that you can get at Halloween.
Yeah, they're
time.
Disgusting.
So what was your experience? Did you enjoy it, Mary?
I did. I thought, wow, that took me back. I think it must have been my grandmother's house or something, you know? You know how smells will take you back?
Oh, yeah.
Taste will do that.
Old smelly grandma.
Shut up, you.
Right here runs in the family.
Mary, great to talk to you. Congrats on your orgasm.
Bye, darling.
There goes Mary. You know, they say the simplest explanation is most likely the right explanation. Is we're sitting here for the last 15 minutes trying to figure out why Sour Patch Kids sour candies have overtaken chocolate. Mm. Jay might have the answer.
All right, what do you got?
Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. He says it's probably the price between the two. Sour Patch Kids are cheaper than a bag of assorted chocolate. He's right. Chocolate is unbelievably expensive right now.
There you go. They got priced out.
Like, bro, like you even like walking into like a gas station, like the candy bars up front, $24. $24 for one
Snicker.
One Hershey's bar, and they melt them. They melt now.
They do?
Yeah, they got rid of the
technology's not there.
Army technology.
So, you know, I'm surprised too because you see these ads all the time. M&M's, because those ads are constantly on television, even during football.
M&M's are so good, though.
And nobody, that didn't make the cut.
I never think of M&M's, though.
No, but they're constantly advertising.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I've been on a kick lately?
Peanut M&M's?
No. Oh. Reese's Pieces.
Oh, okay. See?
The poor man's M&M.
No, Reese's, okay, look, I'm not saying Reese's Pieces are better because they last longer. Because, again, you suck the shell off.
Yeah, but you kind of hit like a peanut butter wall after a while.
Not my thing.
How much peanut butter can you ingest?
Bro, I could eat peanut butter with a spoon out of jars until it disappeared. I love peanut butter.
I do too, but like there's a wall.
Well, what's great about Reese's Pieces, you know, I've been driving a lot with my daughter playing hockey.
Yeah.
I just buy a big ass bag of them. I keep them next to me in the cup holder and I just put three in my mouth at a time, let them melt. Three in my mouth at a time, let them melt. Gets me through the drives, Tommy.
All right, it's a good road show.
Yeah.
All right.
Also during sports.
Mm.
Between wings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Scary things will happen at every job in America.
Oh, sure.
And the one that happened just west of us, it's as scary as it gets.
What happened?
Well, look, these scary things can make doing what used to be a simple task
very
hard, even unbearable, moving forward. So that's something that should be taken into consideration by management when something like this happens. Right?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, did either of you see what happened down the thruway on Sunday night?
No, what happened?
Okay, so Kimmy, you saw this story.
I did.
There was an explosion at the McDonald's in Fredonia, New York, about 80 minutes west of us, just after 10 p.m. on Sunday night.
Guys, were they closed?
Yes. Authorities say an employee was cleaning a grill after the shift.
Yeah.
And in the process, a natural gas line became detached.
Wait, so you had a natural gas explosion.
Yep.
So the line was wide open.
Yep. That line was ignited by another grilling unit.
Holy Christ.
One employee had to be flown to a Buffalo hospital for treatment. They're in critical condition. Another had to be taken to a local hospital. A third victim, what might be the luckiest man in the world, was treated at the scene and released.
But you got to have been blowing out of your apron, man.
Yeah. Yes. So the good news.
Yeah.
Authorities say this actually could have been much, much worse.
Well, if it was earlier in the day?
No. They have a safety system inside these McDonald's, apparently. They have fans and vents that kept this from becoming a complete disaster, nothing but rubble.
Okay.
So, I mean, look, all three of these people survived the initial incident.
Right.
I mean, hopefully this third
still,
person.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I'm not saying it's a good scene. I'm saying it could have been worse. But, look, there's that one person in critical condition. The other two folks, at least the one that was treated at the scene, look like they're going to eventually be able to go back to work. And scary moment or not, you got to earn money and eat, right?
Yeah, I do, but I'll find something else.
So you're not going back to this job?
I'm going to pass on explosions.
Okay.
Like, I can't even imagine what that feels like.
Yeah.
And what nightmares you're going to have for how long?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to affect you in so many ways.
For 15 bucks an hour?
I don't know how you could go back to any job that involves where you're working near
heat.
A kitchen or even in your own house.
Yeah.
Like if you have a gas
stove,
I don't know how you turn that on without flinching the rest of your life.
I don't think I could light a cigarette or touch. Yeah, I would be like flame. I'm out.
Always be in the back of your mind.
Look, I agree with both of what you're saying, but you were very smug in one sentence back there. For 15 bucks an hour?
You're going to risk your life for 15 bucks an hour?
Sometimes you do. People do.
No, but I'll find other jobs for 15 bucks an hour that don't involve explosion.
Look, man, a lot of those minimum wage jobs have risks that you don't think of.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I'll
take a look around.
For 15 bucks an hour? Why don't you come up and save it sometime?
Wait, Mae West is doing it?
She's working at McDonald's. Things went really, really bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they talk, he's, you know, kind of buried her.
MREs from World War II and Mae West.
You brought up Mae West.
No,
you
I
were
just
like doing Mae West
I just did the voice. You're like, wait a minute. Thing I know. Let me keep talking about that. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Okay, you're done?
I'm done with McDonald's. I mean, or any kitchen job.
I think when it comes to this specific incident, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What makes it extra scary is you don't anticipate this risk.
No.
Right? Like, if you work with a chainsaw, you're aware things can go bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You are conscious of it. Same with heights, electricity. You get the point.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this, it would be a task you did on such a regular basis that you would never, ever think about it going this wrong.
Yes.
Right? And you're right. There would be this PTSD of danger lurking around every corner from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, talking about this natural gas explosion at a McDonald's in Fredonia, just about an hour, 20 minutes west of us here. Let's say the guy that was treated at the scene, he's got to work.
Yeah.
He's going back. He's going to a different McDonald's.
Muscle
whatever.
It out.
Okay. Are there things you should be able to refuse to do at your job out of fear?
Well, then why take the job?
Well, this is just one little piece of working at McDonald's.
Cooking would be a big part of the kitchen job.
Cleaning the grill, pulling it out there, that's what caused this to explode. Let's say look, I can do the job. You got to let me not clean. I can't clean the grill.
But you do everything else.
I'll do everything else.
Well, I guess they could work around that. Yeah, because that way you just take on a different shift because they only clean at night, I'm assuming.
So that's a reasonable request.
I would say because you could do the rest of the gig during the day because they don't – You know what I'm saying?
Let's say the manager was like, look, this is the job. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Would the management be monsters for not accommodating that request?
Yeah, huge dicks, man. This guy just took a bullet for the team, man.
Okay.
Or a grill.
But let me ask you this question. Well, if somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So let's say you work with this guy. He goes, I can't do it. You totally understand. So the boss turns to you and goes, okay, Tommy, you're cleaning the grill now.
I don't feel good. I have cancer.
Who are you upset with?
The
guy? Because it was his job.
I don't know. I ain't doing it.
Somebody's gotta do it.
I'm King Puss, so I ain't doing none of them jobs.
Well,
man.
But somebody's gotta do it. That's good. The thing. Like if he says
but there's always one dumb guy in every crew, I'll do it, boss. I'll do it. I ain't afraid of nothing, man. Let that, chip tooth Larry with a lazy eye go over there and do it. There's always that guy that'll do it that thinks he's a man. So let that dude go light up the grill.
Okay, so you bring up a good point. Because you say stupid. I don't know if the guys who take these jobs or volunteer to do the dangerous job, I don't know if it's stupid.
I don't want to call them stupid. I'm going to call them dense.
Okay, I don't even think it's density.
I think it's dense.
I'll explain in a second. Right. But we're talking about this natural gas explosion and what you'd have to live through after you went through it. Tom's on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good, Duffy. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Well, I lived next door to the house that exploded in Greece last year, if you recall that.
Down there on Stone Road?
Yes. And moving back in, even though we knew there was no neighbor there, it was still scarred and weird to move back into our house after the explosion, after everything was all settled.
So it was still on your mind, like walking around every day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's nothing but an empty weed growing pit next door, and we're always there.
Sounds like your old house.
Always there though to remind us of what happened that day.
So, right. Were you home when the damn thing blew up, or was that you weren't home?
No, that was home. It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
So you heard it and you felt it.
You have to not hear it.
That would see that right there.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Move?
Yeah.
It's impossible. What's Tom going to do? Go? Hey, you got an extra $300,000 lying around for a new house?
Sell my house, get out of there.
Sell
man.
My house. Hey, come
but
live next to my house.
Even if you moved into a different house, just the possibility, you know that this is a possibility now.
Yeah.
And I don't think it matters where you live after that.
But
it
still,
could be something you think about.
But to have to look at it every goddamn day, man.
Tom,
think about that. That's a tragedy you have to stare at.
No, you're right. Yeah. Tom, have you looked into getting out of that house?
Oh, no, we got it all remodeled, thanks to our insurance company. And
nice. Stick it to the man.
It's kind of like a Pittsburgh house, but not too big.
Man, you stepped up.
So are you good now, or is this something that's still bouncing around in your head?
We
called a radio station.
I mean, it's still in our minds.
You can hear it in the boy's voice.
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Man, you fixed it up. Unload it, bro. Get out of there. Go to a less explosive town.
We like where we live.
Yeah, it sounds great, man.
Well, they got that new burned dairy across the street where Furs used to be. Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
of
the day. There goes Tom. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man.
Okay, so going back to this whole idea, there'll always be someone, as you put, stupid enough to do that dangerous job. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's stupidity. I don't think it's density. Because I think that a lot of people push through what they know is dangerous at their gig to not be judged by the other people they work with.
Right. Well, even think of, because I think we've all had jobs, including this one, where you see some stuff and you're like, that looks dangerous, but you just keep carrying on with your day because it's been fine to this point. So,
okay, so here's the difference between men and women.
Right.
Because your thought, Kimmy, is it's been fine to this point, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
My thought, if I see something dangerous at work, I don't want to say anything. because the fear of having my balls busted by someone who's like, what are you, a bitch?
Oh, we would never say that.
Is greater than the fear of me getting hurt at my job.
Mm. Okay.
Luchinsky. Unless
shame.
It is, yes.
I mean, we just talked about the ceiling collapsing. Mm-hmm. And we looked up and that ceiling didn't look great for a while.
No.
I mean, it would have happened to you of all people because you're in here early. That's the bathroom
King
you
dump.
Use. And you, did you ever at some point thinking of saying something?
No, because I didn't want to be that guy who went upstairs and was like, listen, you got to get this fixed or I'm not coming in. And then everybody behind my back went like, oh, you're going to get this fixed. I'm not coming in. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. And I don't know if that is stupidity on my part.
Well, it is because it's just shame. You're just, it's perception. You don't want to be perceived as a puss.
Okay, but is that stupid?
Yes.
Okay, so then why didn't you say something?
I didn't even know it existed.
Oh,
I don't. I don't use that bathroom because it's too cold, which you shame me for. I like the upstairs clean bathroom where it's nice and warm.
Puss ass bitch.
I don't like sitting in a cold dumper or whizzer.
Like, it's hard to tell if it's funny or terrifying that I'm going to say the majority of men.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, you use logic walking through this, what are the odds? The majority of men would rather risk physical danger where they work than have the people they work with think they're soft.
Yes.
Because every man going into work today.
It's been pounded into your head since you were a baby.
And there is something you will come across that you know can hurt you, that you are afraid is going to hurt you, and you just don't say anything.
Don't blink.
Go to work. I got a day or time. Everyone takes a risk. Like, that has to change. Does it not have to change?
Doesn't seem like it's changed. Maybe this generation of softies coming.
Oh, look what you're doing. Says man in tracksuit who won't put his ass crack on a cold toilet seat, you bitch-ass bitch.
No, but these Skittle boys coming up.
Skittle boys.
Soft-ass Skittle boy. Never put chocolate in their mouth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.